It's time now for West Stanley Weekly. West Stanley Weekly is brought to you by West Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. West Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time to keep you up to date on news, events, and what's happening in the quickly growing western part of Stanley County. You can also hear West Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010WSPC.com. And now, West Stanley Weekly.
Good morning, Leon, and good morning, Stanley County. This is West Stanley Weekly. We appreciate you listening to us this morning. Tate Osborne, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Locust, and I'm joined, as always, by Miss Emily Jones, our events coordinator. And Emily, how was your weekend?
We had a good weekend.
Good.
Enjoyed
good.
Christmas lights. And yeah, it was fun.
Well, good. I know, man, we are rolling. You know, it seemed like just last year, you know, yesterday we were celebrating Christmas, and it just came around so quick. I know we are rolling through the holiday season here. It seems like, you know, we were just talking about turkey last week. Now we're talking about hurrying up and getting all the presents bought for getting everything done for Christmas. But it is a busy time of year. But hopefully, folks, you'll take a little bit of time and you know, enjoy your families and enjoy your friends and your coworkers and have a good time. I know last weekend when we had our Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
For the city, that was nice. We had a little ornament exchange, which I think my ornament was the hit of the entire party.
It was stolen.
It was stolen. Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a little Dirty Santa contest there with the ornaments.
Yes.
And I think my ornament was the only one that was stolen, I think.
No, it was not. I stole Scott's, so.
Okay, well, that one don't count.
Scott, what he's not telling you is that he framed a picture of himself, and that was the ornament that he put into our Christmas ornament exchange.
It's all about creativity, Emily.
And
supply and demand, right? Mm,
supply and demand. It was funny, that's for sure.
There you go. I have had some requests for some fat heads of that picture, by the way.
Well, if anybody would like a copy of it, send me an email, and I'll make sure to get it out
okay,
to you.
Okay, well, we hope they can't find your email. All right, well, with that, Leon, we do have a radio listener update this week. All right, our radio listener update this week. I got to talk to this lady last week, Miss Kathy O'Dell. Kathy, I spoke with her last week concerning she's with Special Olympics of Stanley County, and I know we're hoping to do some work, some collaboration and some different things along with Special Olympics out in Locust. So I got to talk to Miss Kathy last week. It was great talking to her. Kathy, thanks for listening to us. She says she listens to us every morning. Leon, she's also very, very fond of you, she said. So, but you do have a big fan there, Leon. I have to say that. But thanks, Kathy, for listening, and we appreciate it as always. Now, Emily, we do have a lot. Well, we do have some things winding down, but we did have a lot going on in Locust last week. We had our swearing in of our new council, our new council member, Mr. Rusty Eford, was sworn in as our newest council member. We appreciate Rusty running and all his serving that he's going to do here on our board. I know Rusty's always been a part of Locust, and he's always served on different boards, but now he's going to be a city councilman.
Yes.
So I guess, Rusty, expect your phone to start ringing any moment. And we'll go from there. So Rusty's a good friend, and I know he'll work hard for the city. I know it was good seeing our local county commissioner, Scott Eford, swearing him in.
Chairman.
Last week. Chairman, yeah, that's right. Chairman Eford now.
Yes.
We've got to say. It's better than other things we call him, I might say.
Yeah.
That, but congratulations, Scott, on that, as being voted in last week as chairman of the county commissioners, and we know he'll continue to work hard for our county.
Mm-hmm. Coming up this Saturday, our event we're very excited about, Breakfast with Santa, is an event for children and families. You can come. We're going to have pancakes and sausage. You get to eat breakfast and mingle with Santa. We're going to have a craft for the children and also professional photos with Santa. Sassy Cakes Bakery is teaming up with us, and they're going to have a cookie decorating station. We've got less than 20 seats left, so we've got two seatings at 9 and 10 a.m. You need to make a reservation. It's $8 per person. Visit our website, locustnc.com, for information about how to sign up online for the Breakfast with Santa event this Saturday, the 19th at 9 and at 10 a.m.
That is going to be a fun event. And
mm-hmm.
I know we talked a little bit about Santa last week.
Mm-hmm.
We finally have signed the contract with Santa this week.
Yes, it's a done deal. He'll be there.
Goodness. That guy's hard to get a hold of.
He's difficult.
You know, it's a busy time of year, but I'm telling you, the contract is signed, kids, and he will be in Locust on the 19th.
That's right. He will, in fact, be there. And also on the 19th, the City of Locust Public Works Department will be hosting their second leaf pickup this Saturday, the 19th. Please have your leaves piled at the curb, ready for pickup that morning. It might take them a few days, but they were pretty quick last month. So make sure you have them out there Saturday morning so that they can be ready for them.
I know I have a pile ready for them. So, all right, now, moving on, let's talk a little bit more about it. We've talked about this all summer. It's our Veterans Memorial Golf Cart Drawing. Mm-hmm. We are going to be giving this away December 21st, so that's coming up here next week, I guess, at noon. We'll have a veteran pulling that winning ticket. It's going to make a great Christmas present for somebody, I can tell you that.
That's right.
It's a really nice golf cart. We were able to drive it, I think, a couple weeks ago in the Oakburg Christmas Parade, so hopefully you got to see it then. And folks, I just want to challenge everybody. This is such a great cause, and it's going to be such a great thing for our city. If you could just support us, this one last push here, it'd be great. If you're in Albemarle and you need a ticket, give us a call. We'll run to Albemarle to bring you a ticket. It's no problem. Or if you know somebody at your work that would like five or six tickets, just let us know. We'll be glad to drive them around. It does not bother us at all. We want to get these things sold, and we want to make somebody's Christmas a little bit happier. We know we will with this drawing. So we look forward to that on the 21st. And then we also want to remember our friends out at the nutrition site at Locust. Now, this takes place out at our community building beside Locust Elementary School every day during the week, and it provides meals for our seniors and some of our shut-ins. These guys are looking for drivers, especially in the Stanfield area. I think they're starting a new route again back out in the Stanfield area, and they're needing drivers for this. Now, it doesn't take a whole lot, maybe an hour of your day every day, and you get a chance to get out and see some of the shut-ins and, you know, share a little bit with them. I know it'll bless you to do. I like going out and stopping and seeing those folks that can actually come eat at our community building. But get out and visit with those, and if you can volunteer, please do. You can call Alicia Holland at 704-986-3769, and she'll get you signed up, she'll get you a route, and she'll tell you how to do everything.
Yep. Lastly, from the Locust Public Works Department again, just a notice that our recycling schedule will remain on schedule throughout the holidays, so you can just plan for your recycling to operate as usual throughout the holidays, and information about that is on our website if you have any questions, so locustnc.com.
Good, yeah, and check that out. So, all right, well, I know we don't have a whole lot today. We've got a lot of things winding down. There's a lot going on, but it's time for us to spend a little time with our families and our friends and that kind of thing. We look forward to that, so we hope everybody can do it too. But with that being said, Emily, I guess it's time for your useless fact of the day.
I know ABC's got their Christmas movie marathon, and I'm sure you are a fan of A Christmas Story.
I am a good one. I like it when he sticks his tongue on the flagpole.
Of course you do.
My favorite part.
Did you know the actor who played Ralphie in A Christmas Story, it was also the executive producer of Iron Man, Peter Billingsley?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, and he's also cool. In the movie Elf.
In the movie, I watched that last
elf,
week.
Elf, yeah. He's yeah. Ming, the elf.
Oh, well, cool. Yeah. I guess I wondered why all the Iron Man had Red Ryder BB guns in the movie.
I guess he's distributing.
Yeah, I guess. Those Red Riders, man, those have put many an eye out in my day, I can tell you that.
Yep.
Or at least that's what my mom told me they were going to do.
Never owned one.
Well, you're missing out,
I guess. Hey, oh, and lastly, guys, if you want that picture of Tate, make sure you send me an email. It's events@locustnc.com.
And for an extra $5, it can be
signed copy.
Yeah, I'll get you a signed copy. Don't worry about that. So, Emily, you're funny. I hope you get blasted with 5,000 emails.
I'm sure I will.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to us here on West Stanley Weekly this morning. And like I said, take time out and spend some time with your family and your friends and enjoy this time of year. Don't let all the rush get to you. And listen, if you haven't visited Locust lately, come on out. Let us show you what a great place it is to live, work, and play.
Keeping your pet at their healthiest is now easier than ever thanks to Dr. Sam Griffin and the staff at Albemarle Animal Clinic and West Stanley Animal Clinic. Your pet will now have their own webpage called a pet portal, and you'll have access to pet information and records. You can update contact info, post photos of your pet, print proof of vaccination anytime, shop the online store, even order prescription refills. You can get your pet's food and medication at prices competitive to anywhere on the internet and pick them up at the office or have them delivered directly to your home. Plus, you can now get email and text reminders providers when your pet needs their next visit. Yes, now your pet can have cutting-edge technology at no extra charge as a patient of the Albemarle Animal Clinic or the West Stanley Animal Clinic. That's where you'll get the best in pet care with services such as the Pet Portal and digital radiography at very affordable prices. Save time. Save running back and forth to the vet's office for supplies and save money on products and services. It's cutting-edge pet care at very competitive prices. Only at the Albemarle Animal Clinic, 2427 Bypass in Albemarle and West Stanley Animal Clinic in the Locust Town Center in Locust. You've been listening to West Stanley Weekly. West Stanley Weekly has been brought to you by West Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. West Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time. You can also hear West Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010WSPC.com. Tune in again next week for West Stanley Weekly.